Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, I'm joined by my friend and recurring guest, Anna David, getting into the topics of what to do when I love you goes unreturned, tips for getting over breakup, ejaculation etiquette, and how to confront a selfish lover. Thanks for listening. I get a lot of emails looking for advice on just about everything, but I'm always excited to get questions that I can offer a definitive solution to. Although some of you are embarrassed to write me about lasting longer in bed, you should know it's way more common than you think, and there is a clinically proven solution, Promescent. Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray that was developed by urologists to address issues with premature ejaculation, or PE. Make no mistake, this is not the old-fashioned delay spray that leaves you and your partner numb. It still allows your maximum sensation without any transfer to your partner. The makers of Promescent have been dedicated to helping men for years now, and they have taken the product through rounds of clinical tests that have proven its effectiveness. It is FDA compliant and has been endorsed by a host of medical professionals. Promescent is the real deal. Even if you don't always experience PE, Promescent can help you and your partner experience longer lasting sex, boost your confidence, and eliminate performance anxiety. Try it for yourself and see. Promescent is available without a prescription from a variety of retailers. For more information or to order, go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Promescent banner.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Thank you.
listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can do so many things. And now, have you been to our new site? It's amazing. You can so easily subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. We do it twice a week, and we love when you review the show. Right, Menace? We love it.
That's my favorite part. That's how I guilt trip people.
I know.
If you listen to the show for free.
For free.
Just do us a favor. Anywhere you're listening, write a review and give us 5 stars because that's what you like the most, right?
I prefer 5 stars. Uh-huh. And if it is 1 star, I'd say, don't listen.
And you promised on the 1,000th person that writes a review that you're going to make out with them, right?
Totally.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. Done and done. Okay. And also, thanks for telling your friends about the show so they can enjoy it as well. And while you're at it, follow us on Facebook. And this is all on our website at Sex with Emily. What is it? Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It's all Sex with Emily across the board. And of course, you should subscribe to our weekly newsletter because they're so fun. It's like a little present you get every week with lots of great tips. I'm here with Menace.
So what is going on with you?
So many things.
I heard you were in Palm Springs.
Yes.
Both of you guys together?
I was with my date, Anna David.
Ooh, can I talk now?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Anna and I are both very busy. We run companies. You know, it's hard. And I'm not always a great planner. Like, there's a lot of things that I'm good at, but planning, not one of them. So I was like, you know, we're busy and we're like going back and forth. We're going to get an Airbnb.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, we're like texting back and forth the links we liked. And then finally, I was like, you know what? I'll just book it. I got it.
Wait.
Here.
So you let Emily book the place.
Well, okay. Here's how it went down. It was established that I was going to book it. I found like 4 places, uh-huh. 4 links, texted them to Emily. Tried to book it. She said, great, go for it. Tried to book it. And then my old credit card was in Airbnb. Uh-huh. And so I couldn't do it. And I was late. And so I text Emily. And 5 minutes later, she texts me back. I booked it. And I was so impressed because I know how busy she is. And I know that this doesn't happen easily. And
I was so proud. I was like, confirmation number. I was really proud that I took charge.
And then
we drove to Palm Springs and we got there and we actually drove separately. No one's really going to understand this part of how much I love this.
Yeah.
If most people go together, but we both like our cars. And we took separate cars because we both like driving alone, though we did talk to each other the whole time.
The whole way back. But so I had to pee so badly and I run up and, you know, neither of us are good with directions and I couldn't remember, like there was the flag. I didn't remember any of it. And I just go up and I'm trying the door. Yeah. Can't do it. And then I run in and pee and it's only when I'm finished that I look up and I realize this is the most disgusting place I've ever seen.
Did you read any reviews on the place?
Okay. That's the mystery. Hold
on. This is what happened.
She probably didn't.
No. The reviews are good, so we think they conned those people. Emily's like, check the dates.
I'm like, check the dates. Do you think they're her friends? How would they have gotten such good reviews? But we looked at it. We had looked at a lot of places. Like, uh-huh. For us, we looked at a lot of places. And this was not a place we wouldn't have chosen a place with 1 bedroom.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't have chosen a place with so many knickknacks. I'm just going to put it that way. We wouldn't have chosen a place that had a lot of plastic furniture.
But can I just say that Emily, when she booked it, texted, I wanted to play. I'm going to book this one because it's 2 blocks from downtown and there's a jacuzzi. Obviously, we never went in the jacuzzi.
Uh-huh.
Being near downtown in Palm Springs is not a great thing.
No.
So we kept, the joke was always just like, Emily's like, 2 blocks from downtown.
Right. But so what happens is, it turns out we went back through our text because I'm like, was I wrong? Was she wrong? Mm-hmm. And so where the mistake was, we were going back and forth and she's like,
the mistake is that she let you book it.
I must claim responsibility that I found that link and sent it to Emily.
But it was an errant link.
It was an errant
link. She meant to send another one. So my thing is like, I can't believe I booked it and I didn't like scroll through the photos to double check. I'm just like multitasking. I was probably on the phone doing dishes and then I was like, confirmation number. And then I kept sending you updates and it was the wrong place. But you know what? You make lemonade out of lemons. And it was amazing, actually.
Well, first of all, funny. I'd like to say my favorite part of that story is that you said, I'm just doing dishes like you've ever used a dish in your apartment, which is great. But it did become really hilarious for some. After we looked frantically for another hotel, like Spoiled Princesses, another hotel or Airbnb where we could move to, and we realized it's Memorial Day tomorrow.
Oh, yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. So, you know, but I...
Then we never noticed again.
No, we didn't. It was amazing. We ended up having a really good girl bonding time.
Yeah, what did you guys end up doing?
We went on a hike.
We went
probably
on a hike.
Like 1,000 degrees.
It was 119, yeah. Yeah. I think.
Exactly. We went on a hike
to a lake.
A waterfall.
To a waterfall, but it was too gross to go in.
It was kind of dirty to go in.
Yeah. Did you guys hold hands? What?
We almost bought friendship bracelets because you could buy them at the hiking place, but then we only had enough cash to go up the mountain.
And we couldn't buy it. We were trying to, they wouldn't let us in. And then they wouldn't let us buy the bracelets. What else did we do? We got frozen yogurt. We got massages. We made friends.
We got a couple's massage.
We got a couple's massage.
It was somewhat accidental, except I thought it was accidental, and then you tell me afterwards that they asked. You were like, yes, it's a couple's massage. I go back to my theory that you wanted us to look up.
You guys totally want to
I love her.
Up.
Like, can I be honest about Anna? Like, we travel together well. Mm-hmm. We have so many things
very
in common.
Very similar.
Very similar upbringing, very similar comment, but I don't want to have sex.
I don't want to have sex either.
And like, I did walk around naked a lot.
Gorgeous. I mean, do you guys drink?
No,
I don't drink.
Anna's sober. Why.
Okay, then.
That's
So if I were not sober, we would have hooked up the whole
maybe.
Weekend.
Maybe I just love her.
At least kissed.
I've never done. Oh, I have made out with a woman before I got sober, but like, I just don't think so.
No, it's just it's just a love thing. It really is fun. We didn't really fight. We had like bitty little fight, but
we had
when we were hungry.
4 second fight.
Yeah, because. It's about parking thing.
Yeah.
And a driving thing. And my driving scared her.
Yeah.
Which I hadn't warned her how
she only
my
drove
driving.
For like 2 seconds and I was like, it's enough.
Yeah. Anyway, it was just like exactly. I and you're driving scary too. But it was fun. And then we didn't really meet anyone, although there was a day we were leaving, there was a lot of drunk guys. We were at this hotel, like drunk, like
Memorial Day
weekend. Yeah. And these guys were like, hey baby, what's up? I'm like, oh, we're getting hit on by these guys, and they're drunk.
I think it's like slim pickings though. And totally Palm Springs slim pickings for dudes, right?
Yeah, okay. I mean, slim guys. Pickings, okay,
because
fine.
Because if anybody knows that, anybody that's listening, Palm Springs, California is like a mecca for old gay guys.
And right. With young gay guys.
With some twinks. True. Yeah.
And this guy was like, hey, you got any
sugar daddies
friend?
And sugar babies, whatever.
Exactly.
They call them.
God, I should have had a sugar daddy.
I know.
But he said, he came up to me, he's like, hey, this is my buddy. You got to meet him. He thinks you're cute. He takes penis enlargement pills. And I was like, oh, no way. I'm in the penis business. And then I heard myself say that. And Anna looks at me like, why am I even engaging him? Why would I even say that out loud? But it was
like,
really,
I was totally joking.
I was trying to connect. I know.
There's no way
but
he
I was,
penis pills.
Maybe he did. And I was trying to connect and tell him I actually know a lot about them. They don't work.
And I was meanwhile trying so hard to get away from them. And I was pretending that they weren't even talking to us. And Emily's like, I'm in the penis business.
I
think I'm a little too nice.
Yeah, I think
but Anna makes me, because she's not that she's not nice, but she's much more.
I'm not friendly to men like that. At all.
Or just.
I mean, it'd be annoying.
Own...
Yeah.
But Emily's like, she'll just talk to anybody, so.
It's kind of true. That's what I mean by nice.
Yeah.
I am nice. Yeah.
It's a Midwestern thing.
It is a Midwestern thing. Yeah. You're both from California, Northern California.
Yeah,
so.
We're reared on Maine.
How are you doing, Menace?
I'm great. Just got back from Las Vegas. Took the family to go see J-Lo. I went to,
family, you mean your
my
girlfriend?
My girlfriend's family, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
And then I also went to Wayne Noon's house.
You did?
Yeah, you can now go to his house in Vegas.
And
it's
just,
pretty
like, do
awesome.
What?
And
like,
just take a tour. And it was really cool to see his car collection, his private jet.
Oh, my
and
God.
All his crazy things.
That's
so
fun.
If you want to see that, it's up on my Instagram, at Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E.
Emily, who's Wayne Newton? This is a pop quiz.
Yeah.
Wayne Newton
name
is,
one song.
Wayne Newton is a singer. I don't know. He sings a lot of songs. And an actor,
there's
right?
There's one famous one. You'll know it.
Do you know it?
No, of course not. That's
we don't know anything.
Yeah.
Wayne Newton sang...
Donkashay.
Oh.
Ask your mom Donkashay. About it.
Okay, it's fine. I mean, I know who he is.
So you like kitschy things?
No, he likes everything pop culture.
Kitschy.
What? Okay, I need
like,
the definition
kitschy means
of kitschy.
Like, oh, God.
How do you describe it?
Like, kind of not au courant, like, stuff. Like, it's more like old-timey, like, it's kind of...
like
cute,
a Pez
like
dispenser.
It. Yes. It's kitschy. Thank you.
That
for
I like throwback
me.
Type of stuff?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
He's just really into pop culture, too.
Yeah.
He just knows
I mean,
because
everything. Of work, I have to be up on all types of pop culture. And I just thought that would be a cool thing to do. Go check out his house. I mean, the guy's worth like $100 million.
No, right.
So see how
is he still alive?
He lives. Yeah.
Meanwhile, J-Lo, that part sounds really fun.
J-Lo is amazing. You got to see her live show.
I would love to see her live show.
She earns every dollar.
Really?
Mariah Carey... It's cool. I mean, I would definitely, if you're going to Vegas shows, you definitely have to see J-Lo. Like, it's a really, really good show.
Is she playing like an ongoing thing there?
Huh?
A residency?
She have a residency?
Yeah, at the Planet Hollywood Hotel.
I saw Celine Dion there. I had to for work. I was covering it.
Yeah?
It wasn't by choice, yeah.
Well.
And? Celine Dion, not my thing.
I mean,
Mariah, oh. I'd be all over that.
Yeah. Mariah Carey?
Oh my god, yes.
If you're going to see Mariah Carey, just make sure you sit close because of the sound. If you sit way in the back, you won't be able
to. Okay, good to know. I want to go do this Vegas next.
We're
talking about 4th of July trip.
I know. And then I thought maybe I'll just have a party on 4th of July just because the traveling, it was the drive back traffic.
It was like, yeah, the drive back is bad because it's like 8 hours instead of two, but the Calabazabazan outfits, however you say it, the outlets.
Yeah.
I had a heart attack at Rag & Bone. Like, I literally lost my mind. Anna's never seen me so... I was like, I was high. I was like...
That's your first time as those outlets?
Yes! There? They're amazing.
We went on the way down, but Emily was not as impressed with the stores that we went to on the way down, Barney's, whatever. And then we were driving back and talking on the phone about how much we missed each other and how abysmal the traffic was. And I had been trying to coax her into playing bingo the whole trip because I'm obsessed with bingo. And then I got her to go into the Morongo Casino where we ran in parked in tribal elders parking spaces, which we should not have done.
No.
But we had to pee. We were running in, and then the bingo games, they were already six games in. And so Emily got popcorn, and then we went to the outlets.
Free popcorn. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, so let's talk about, we're going to get into some things here that are very interesting.
Okay.
But I wanted, if you don't know Anna David, she's a New York Times best-selling author of six books.
Nice.
She was a relationship expert on Attack of the Show. I was on the G4 network.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. And she created After Party Magazine. It's a recovery magazine. And she's now launching, she's announcing it here, a new podcast called You've Got Issues with Anna David. And I'm very proud of her.
Guess who named that podcast, Menace?
Who?
You get one guess. It wasn't you and the person's in the room.
Emily did? No way.
I swear to God.
It wasn't my concept, but I named it because you had an idea for it.
I had the idea that I wanted to talk to people about their pettiest issues and try to get to what's underneath them. Like, I have an issue. Oh, I shared it with you in Palm Springs. When you're trying to jaywalk across the street and you have it perfectly timed so the car's going to pass and you're going to go afterwards and the car stops and gestures for you to go. Bothers me to no end. I tried to explain this to Emily. She's like, I don't understand why that bothers you.
He stopped to let you go. Like, this petty issue, I don't understand.
What's underneath it is that I hate when I feel like someone's exerting their power over me. And I feel like I had it wired, and it goes back to dad stuff, like somebody having control. Power over me.
What?
That, yes, I swear to God, that's what the podcast is about.
So Issues with Anna, is the website is Issues with Anna, but what's going to happen like on the first episode?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm releasing the first three episodes. I released them yesterday,
okay, as
a matter of fact.
Right.
And my guests, my first three guests are Eddie Pepitone, the comedian, Ben Mandelker, who's got a podcast called Watch What Crappens about Bravo TV shows, and Dr. Emily Morse.
Oh, what?
Yes, yes,
what was my issue? How would you encapsulate? Oh, should they just listen?
Did you bust out a scroll and just read them off?
Actually.
How many issues I have?
Yeah.
It was hard to come up with a petty issue for Emily.
Because I don't have a lot of petty.
When we first talked about it, you were like telling me all these things. I go,
petty issues.
Yeah.
Like petty, like when people, like parking lots in LA, like when you can't take a ticket and you can't find a spot and then you can get stuck in the lots forever. But that was.
No, so what we did was people who, if someone texts Emily and she doesn't text back immediately, them sending a follow-up text, are you okay?
Or like a week later, a day later, not immediately, but even people are like, are you okay? I'm worried about you. I'm like, I just didn't text you back. No, I'm dead, actually. Thanks for asking. It just bothers me because I think, but what it's interesting that she does in our podcast is a lot of our petty issues can go into deeper issues. And I actually haven't heard it yet to know why how she analyzed me.
Well, for the first few episodes, I actually went to other experts. I went to a meditation teacher and a therapist and even a psychic, my psychic who's in Ojai. And I got them to comment on the issues. And then I realized that that was the first 10 I recorded. I did that. And then I said, no. I'm just going to do it with the guest. And then I asked the guest to sort of follow up with me about if the conversation impacted the next time they dealt with that issue. Hey, did our conversation impact the next time you dealt with that issue? Has it happened since?
It has happened. But I also realized that, okay, so my problem is, one of my issues is that I very easily, I don't get mad at people often. Like, I have a hard time almost with anger because I very easily can see other people's part in it. Like, if I'm mad at someone, I'm like, but it might have been a misunderstanding. You know, I can understand their part. For example, if somebody if I didn't text them back, I'm like, oh, but maybe it's bad that I should, you know, most people text people right back. I tend to sit on them, forget, don't check my phone. And so I think it's I always blame myself.
Yeah.
So have. I'm
That's
just trying
why you
to
get
answer
stuck people back. With those relationships you don't want to be in for a really long time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm trying Amen. So hard not to do that. I'm trying so hard not just to get into them right now.
But it's fascinating to me. I'm fascinated by, like, I minored in psychology. That was a lie. I was going to minor in psychology. I minored in performing arts. Hello. Oh. But I've always been fascinated, and I've been therapized to like a degree that's you can't even count. And I now am a coach.
A life
coach.
So
I'm like, I have clients whose lives I coach.
Nice.
You want to hire me, yeah. Menace?
I think I'm issues. Good.
Yeah.
I have zero issues.
You have zero issues.
No. My current, like my petty issue, my current one is, and I already figured it out, but so they opened a Jamba Juice in my area,
love
right?
I already.
I love it. I'm addicted to it. And it's rude not to tip, right? But when I put money in the tip jar, they yell out, tip, tip, hooray. And I absolutely effing hate it.
That makes me not want
to
tip.
So it makes me not want to tip, but I'm not the person that's not going to tip, right? So the past couple times, I put the money in. I was like, here. I go, hey, I'm putting the money in, but please don't yell out. And they don't understand what I'm saying, so they still say it. And they do the tip, tip, hooray, which pisses
like they
me
all,
off.
Yeah, how are they all paying
they
attention?
Go, well, no,
they
because
be
the person,
your
because the
juice.
Tip jar is right where you're paying.
Right.
So I put the money in and I say, hey, don't say anything. But they don't understand that what I'm trying to tell them.
How could they not understand
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't know. But then they go tip, tip, and then the rest go hooray.
So only right? one person has to be clapping.
And I hate it because then everybody's.
Chain store?
Yeah.
I'm just
No,
so
this happens a lot of places where they ring the bell and crap like that. I
See,
just,
they
I
do
hate it
to incentivize tipping, but interestingly,
you're
with
never
going to
have a Jamba Juice.
That's the opposite
effect. I hate it, right? Because
it's embarrassing?
Yeah, because then everybody's looking at you and stuff like that. Like, I don't care. Just take the money and shut up, you know?
Yeah.
But then I figure out a way around it.
Oh, what?
Jamba Juice has an app where you can pre-order your stuff.
You really
So now
did?
I download the app. Because the line, I mean, the wait's not even that long anyways, but now I don't have to have that interaction
Oh my
all.
God, Menace, that's a great way. Yeah, really yeah. smart. Great. Or do you so, not tip on the app, even just a piece
It doesn't have the option.
Oh, that's good, Menace. That's
yeah,
good
I mean, feel bad for not tipping, but not they forced
they
me
did
into
it.
It.
Yeah. You should let them they know. We should me. Have them listen to this. Okay, I think that's a great little issue.
Yeah. It's
you
a good
probably
issue.
Got a lot of issues. Menace gets annoyed people a lot, I would think. But
oh,
okay.
No, just in this room.
Just me. And you just met Anna.
The only
so.
Person.
Okay, yeah. We're going to give a big shout out to our sponsors, and we will be right back. I know you've heard me talk about getting stressed out when it comes to packing. I always wait till the last minute, and I'm never sure what clothes to bring. But there's one thing that always makes it in my bag, the Mystic Wand from Vibratex. It's truly one of my favorite travel companions. The Mystic Wand features all my favorite things about massage wands. A soft, flexible head, plenty of power, and the perfect shape for external stimulation. Our friends at Vibratex took all that and packed it into a compact, handheld model that is perfect for home or travel. And besides its discreet look and size, it's so cute. The Mystic Wand is also extremely quiet. You don't have to worry about strange looks from the TSA, the people in the hotel room next door, your roommates. The Mystic Wand is conveniently powered by 4 AA batteries, showerproof, and of course, 100% body safe. It has 3 vibration settings and 3 power levels, which are unbelievably strong. Trust me. To learn more about the Mystic Wand from Vibratex, visit Vibratex.com or click on the Mystic Wand banner on the SexWithEmily.com website today. Okay, now we are going to read your emails because I love when you email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. And now it's so easy. You go to our website, sexwithemily.com, and there's like an Ask Emily button, and you can right there ask your question, and boom, goes right into the inbox. So easy. And also, please include your name. You can use a fake name, where you're listening from, and how old you are, and how you listen. Some people aren't putting how old they are, and I'm like, this person must be 22.
Yeah.
But if they're 45, it's different. So like, we just need to know your age. Otherwise, that
you
guys are perfect.
Place
I love
you.
You
are in your life.
We need to understand it. Right. Okay.
And, yeah, Peoria, Illinois is a lot different. I pronounced that wrong.
Yeah.
Than like San Rafael, California.
Exactly. Okay. Ready, Anna? You mind? Because
yep.
these are people with issues.
Yeah.
You can help us. Okay. Yep. Dear Emily, I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend going on 6 months now. I feel I have stronger feelings for him than he does for me. I know this. About a month ago, I told him I loved him. Never have I been first. And he could not say the same. We talked about it, and he says he wants to make sure before he says it, and this is all new to him, a relationship. He's never been in a serious relationship or been in love. Here I am feeling vulnerable and heartbroken. Since then, we've got on with our relationship, and it's doing well. I adore this man, but I'm holding on to something. But am I holding on to something that I shouldn't be? Am I stupid for staying around? I'm not sure he'll ever love me. If he doesn't have strong feelings now, will he ever? Am I wasting my time and should I move on? I get mixed messages from my friends and of course I want to stay with him, but I don't want to waste my time on another failed relationship. I know 6 months isn't the longest time, so please tell me, am I being crazy or overanalyzing? Any advice would be amazing. Love your podcast. Signed, Olivia. P.S. Listening in California on Spotify. But we don't get her age. I even had Madison email last night. And I was like, what's her age? Because
she's in her 20s.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Has to be.
Okay. So I totally get the vulnerable feeling and like putting it out there that she loves him, but it's never easy when your sentiments are not returned with the I love you. What do you think about this, you guys?
I think that, again, yeah, she's totally overthinking it. 6 months in, come on.
Right. Like please. He's supposed to be like, I love you too, yeah, but he's never been in a relationship.
Yeah.
I think it's tough when a woman says it first because we still live in a sexist society no matter what anybody's going to say. Mm-hmm. But it absolutely, love can develop over years and years and years. I was just talking to my therapist about this today where she said the first 2 years of her relationship were the most difficult years of her life. And he's a perfect partner for her. You know, it's, but I do think if somebody's waiting around for the guy to say, I love you, then that's putting pressure, even if, it's, you know, a dude can feel that pressure, right, Menace?
Yeah. Some guys are just so oblivious, too.
Yeah.
Like, they have no idea what's going on, like, what your feelings, like, we can't read anything at all. Like, we don't even know that you like us at all.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Except you guys can feel, even I think when a woman is pretending to not be obsessing, I feel like subconsciously a man's subconscious is a lot smarter than his conscious mind.
Yeah. And then also, a man doesn't like to engage at all, so they're not going to ask. They're just going to wait till it explodes in their face, and then
they have women to face more likely it. To leave relationships and to get upset in relationships. But here's the thing, you know, he doesn't have a lot of experience in relationships, Olivia. You know this, and he's probably never been in love, and he really probably doesn't know exactly what it feels like. In 6 months, she's pressuring him, not sure, and she's overanalyzing. I get it; it hurts for that not to be returned, but she's not complaining about him in any other way. So,
are you having a good time together?
Yeah, are you having fun?
Other than this, is there any?
Is he going down on you enough? How's the sex? But the fact that he just can't say "I love you" yet, I wouldn't say it's time to bail.
No way.
No.
Wait it out. Have fun and just stop thinking about it.
What's the time period?
She's gonna a year at least.
I'd say give it a year, and if you don't, I even like 3 month increments, to be honest, because this is from experience and from a lot of people I know that I tend to. Used to be in relationships where I would spend half of them trying to get out of them because I would just stay too long. And I think that the time passes so quickly sometimes in relationships. You're like, wow, it's been 6 months and I still feel this way. So I think, Olivia, maybe you should just in your journal or wherever you write personal thoughts on your phone, whatever, write something and say in 3 months from now, whatever the date is, I'd like to be feeling blank. Like, I'd like to see this in our relationship. I'd like to see us living together. I'd like to have him say, I love you. And see how you feel put in your calendar so it pops up and you have a check system so you know, like, this is what I want. Or 6 months from now, whatever it is. Because 2 years could go by and he still didn't say, I love you. But 6 months, I'm not concerned.
I think that's good advice. I like that. Good. Sort of, and manifesting, like we talked
about. Manifest. Okay, ready? We'll go into the next. What were you going to ask?
No, I was going to ask Menace.
They just need to take this advice and just...
And listen.
That's people the don't only listen. People don't listen for.
I know they want advice.
Anything at all.
Well, here's the other thing.
And then, but also, like asking
her friends.
I hate that.
When you talk to your friends,
don't talk to your friends, especially your single friends, and get advice from them.
Yeah, advice off.
Let's talk about that though. I agree.
They'll never give good advice.
Never. I agree, but Madison, you were going to say that too. Why do you think your friends, girlfriends are not necessarily the best people to talk to?
I think that single women will idealize what a relationship is supposed to be like. And they'll say things like my last relationship, I had someone say to me, well, you know, when the girl meets the one, everything is just easy. That's what everyone says. That is not true.
Yeah.
And I think it's the over idealizing and like the romance and the thinking that it has to be a certain way when like look to the source.
Right. And nobody else is in the relationship with you, so they don't really know what's happening, and everyone has their own experiences. So your girlfriend's giving you advice from what she wants.
Exactly. That's
what
you want.
I think that's a lot of like people's biggest downfall, too, is their friends chiming in.
Yeah.
You know? I was in a relationship where, you know, of course, I was working 24/7, and the relationship was great, but her friends were just off on a Tuesday night partying, doing whatever, because they didn't have like a, you know, a career job yet, you know? And then she saw that. She's like, oh, my friends are out having all this fun, blah, 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 and, you know, we're stuck at home because you got to get up at 3 a.m. and stuff like that. And finally, it just got to her where she wanted to go party. And she did that, and like within 4 months, got DUI and said, I messed up. Why did I think of these people that I wanted to go party with? Like, that was so dumb. I should have been working on, you know, my career, which she had an awesome job at the time.
It's
true.
But we always
just like, I don't know. It's sometimes you just got to listen to yourself.
It's true. You got to trust your gut too a lot. Yeah. But I don't think this one has too much in there that. She doesn't know enough yet.
Too many people chiming in.
Okay, let's get into another email.
Go ahead. Again, just don't make it every time you go out with your friends, this is what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But she didn't say anything about her friends. Did she?
She did. She said, and my friends, like, you know, I get mixed responses from my friends. Well, of course you do. So just...
Don't be that friend where that's your constant topic.
Right.
Because your friends will get sick of it.
Isn't it funny? Women do get together. We're like, what's bad? But I try to say like what's really good too, because I think we forget. Mm-hmm. Women do bond over like, you know, sometimes things that are, you know, just like when we're having struggles, women are connectors and we bond over emotional things, issues.
But I will say also, Emily, what you're really good at is playing a little bit of the devil's advocate. You know, like I recently had this experience with this guy where he said, I'm an introvert, which is to me, I'd rather someone say like, I kill people. Like that is such a turnoff to me.
Yeah.
And I told Emily, I'm like, I'm over it. And she goes, well, are you sure you didn't find evidence after he said that? That you didn't like him, as opposed to you didn't like him and then that was confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because he was like, I'm an introvert. And she's like, I'm out. But I was like, well, did he seem like an introvert?
But,
you know?
But
right.
To me, it felt like an explanation for what the problem had been.
Yeah. Some introverts hide too. Like they, on social media, they look like this outgoing person.
That's right. That's why they have it.
I'm one of those too. Like if it's my free time, I don't have to actually do something for work. Then please, I want to be at the house.
But would you say that you're an introvert?
I would love to be, but it's impossible.
You're not.
Like, I'm not home for the next couple of months, you know?
Well, how do you define introvert?
Right.
Introvert, like my free time, like I don't care about going hanging out with anybody. I just want to be at home.
But that's how I am. But I'm definitely, nothing. Right. I mean, I don't mean to be like, it's
on my
me.
Computer the entire time.
But then you're on the air and you're a public figure all these other times.
See, that's the misconception. I think his definition is correct, though. I don't think it has anything to do with like being public. I think it's, do you get energy from being around people or do they exhaust you a little bit, right?
Not that they exhaust me, but I don't go out of my way to go like hang out with a group of people.
But, or any people. But you have a girlfriend, so you hang out with her.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend, too. I hang out with her, but... Yeah, just, I don't know.
And it's okay.
I think I'm a closet introvert.
Yeah.
which I can't be.
But you work also so much. I'm the same. I mean, I get it. I mean,
Emily, you're not the same.
What? I'm not.
You're not going to convince anyone you're an introvert. Are you going to buy that, Venice?
That she's an introvert? No. There's no way.
I like my alone time.
When do you have alone time, though?
All the time.
I spend 12 to 4 a.m.
I'm really alone until 4 a.m. with my toys. Okay, next email. Hello, Emily. I broke up with my girlfriend about a year ago. Since then, I've had sex with other women, but no one important. I was okay without seeing her, but now she's hanging around with my friends. The first time it happened, we had sex. The second time we saw each other a couple months later, she was too touchy with my friends, and I got mad. I realized I can't handle that's being Emily around right her there. If we're not together. What'd you say?
I said, that's totally you being super touchy when you're with somebody. When you're in a group setting, that would be so annoying.
I'm touchy?
Yeah. You're super nice and outgoing. You don't know that you're coming off as flirty.
Right. This has been an issue in the past. The boyfriends got jealous because I was touchy flirty. Mm-hmm. But this is not what the question's about, though.
It seems like it.
Emily,
it's about his ex. It actually is me. It's a friend. My problem is that I've been really horny about her. But she's already said she doesn't want to go out with me, just my friends. I don't know how to react to the fact that she's around, but we're not having sex. I'm feeling myself pull away from my friends. I've been going out less, and I feel lonely, not even in the mood to hook up with any new girls. I feel like she's stealing my friends. It's a bad feeling. Any advice? Guy, 32, Mexican, listening on iPad podcast.
Nice. That's so, very descriptive.
Mexican. Yeah. I'm specific. Eating.
You sure he's not from Mexico?
No, he's a Mexican. He's
Mexican.
Okay. Okay, here's the thing. I don't think it's cool that his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, is hanging out with his friends, you know, and they're like cool with it. Like, I just think that there's a certain guy code.
I mean, there's definitely a guy code, but I mean, if it was a group of friends already and then somebody was dating within the group of friends, then that's cool. But if
it sounds
if
like
he brought
friends.
Her into the fold and now they're all hanging out, that's not cool.
He's got to talk to his guy friends,
right?
Because you don't set
boundaries.
To her.
Absolutely.
Women would absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of women would just know from girl code that, you know, you iced the guy, broke your heart, or you iced the guy, he's out.
He's out. Yeah. We won't hang out with them. So they have to, you know, he has to explain the need to his friends and just say, like, it's when you hang out with her, it makes it, I know it's so hard for guys to say it hurts my feelings, right?
Yeah.
Guys, dudes, it's hard.
Dude,
but
guys are supposed to be like, oh, I mean, on the. Like, if you actually have the conversation guy to guy, be like, oh, I don't give a shit, but they really do.
They really do. Like, you can hang out with her with her hands, putting her hand on your pants.
I
just got sad for him that he's like, she's stealing his friends and she's paying. She's not like a good chick. Like, she's touchy feely with them.
Well, it does sound like she also has feelings for him still, if in that she's trying to trigger him and trying to make him jealous. And, you know, there are a lot of guys she can go hang out with, but she's choosing his friends.
Right. This is always a thing. And I feel like, and I've broken up with guys where we shared friends. I was mostly their friends, and I had to take a little break, you know, because it was their friends until we became best friends. And then we started going to Mexico together with our new boyfriends. Menace loves the story. But like Charlotte, my best friend, like I met her through an ex. And when and that, like, it was weird at first, you know, but then now we're way closer.
Yeah, you have to let some time pass.
You gotta let time pass. Okay, another email. So, bros before hoes, dude. And these, your bros better know this.
Yeah. Also, just move on. Forget about this shit. Go to the next.
Hard when she's like triggering him.
Yeah,
she's triggering him. I don't like that he's not wanting to go out.
What do you have to do? You have to get over to get.
You got to get under to get over.
Which isn't always true.
It's not always true. It's controversial, but it depends where you're at. Like sometimes you get out of a relationship and you're already pretty much over it before it ends. Like me. I was always like right on to the next. So I liked having sex right after someone, typically. But it wasn't to get over the person. It was just like, I haven't been happy in that relationship. But it's true. Sometimes you just, it can distract you for a while. But it's not always the best advice, because I think when you break up with someone, it's really good to, like, you know, take some time, get to, you know, look at the relationship, what you learn from it, how you can grow.
And look at that woman. Like, is that really a quality you like? Somebody who's, you know, overly flirtatious with your friends and try to look at her.
I'm sure it was cool at first because it was happening to you.
Right.
And they're like, oh, this is great. She's really into me now. Because again, I've said earlier, guys can't read signs. They don't know if they're into you or not. But if they are touchy feeling, like, oh, wow, I really like this. This is cool. But yeah, when you break up, I'm sure that's absolutely not cool.
Yeah.
And it's with your friends.
Exactly.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But it also sucks when you're actually in a relationship with somebody and they're still that flirtatious. You know, it's kind of annoying.
I used to be like that with my boyfriend's friends. Yeah. It was not cool.
So annoying.
Really?
But
and
you
they
wanted, I always wanted the friends to like love me. And that's how it kind of got mixed up and complicated.
Oh, okay. You wanted that affirmation from the friends. While
but
you
only to support, like it was just an insecure thing to support the guy's feelings for me. So
and
that his
like,
friends would be
so
like,
cool.
She's great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then you were, you'd be touchier. See, I didn't, I got accused of being a little too touchy-feely. But I wasn't
imagine
like
that.
Putting my hands on their pants, but I'm in a very affectionate person. Like I love touch,
right.
Which is why I need like six dogs and like three cats.
Right.
And a boyfriend maybe one day. Okay, another email.
All right.
Hi, Emily. My name is Carlos. I'm 26 years old from New York, and I've been an avid listener for the past couple months on iTunes and Podcast One. My question is regarding male ejaculation. To put it blatantly, where do I let it go? My fiance and I have been having unprotected sex for a while now, and when it comes to coming, ejaculating, I'm usually on top, pull out, let it go onto the towel we place under her in between her legs. We did it once with her on top and I had to time it perfectly to lift her up, but it basically came back right down into my stomach and thighs. He's way overthinking this. I don't want to ejaculate on her like some kind of porn star money shot, and she refuses oral, like swallowing it. So are there any other suggestions you can make? Thanks, love your show, Carlos.
Wow,
I know, right? He's like way over. He's like, first I did, I built a tent and then a fortress and then I tried the ejaculate to go down the drain.
Yeah.
Listen, buddy, you're way overthinking this. But let me just say this first. Pull-out method, not a guaranteed form of birth control. So are you ready to have a baby, Carlos? Because according to research, it's only 96% effective when it's done effectively, when it's done right. And it's never done right. Because you know what it means by doing it right? It means you have to pull it out like before you ejaculate. No pre-cum at all, which most men cannot measure when they ejaculate. And there's a lot of other reasons why it never works. So just be careful of that.
Yeah, and 96% like not effective, and anecdotally about 50% effective when you talk to the women who've gotten pregnant.
I shouldn't even leave the 96% because that's just like, I meant to say it as a point, but 50% effective, mostly a lot of people get pregnant that way. But that's not what you're asking me about. Let's get to his ejaculation etiquette, if you will. So, okay. I don't understand any of this. He's saying that she's against him ejaculating on her stomach, her back, her pubic. She doesn't want it in her mouth. He thinks that she is.
He just said he doesn't want to do the money shot like a porn star. But I think I'm just going to say it. Like come on the body. Great. I think most women like that.
Take a wipey and take it off after.
Yeah, he didn't say that she was against it.
He's making assumptions.
See,
a lot of he's like, I don't think she wants the money shot. She'll feel like a porn star and she won't ejaculate in the mouth. And I'm just like, what are you so like? Come on her stomach and then take little things by wipeys by your bed or put a towel, like always have a towel by the bed. Like, I'm just so confused. Like, semen, like, it's not going to stain. Mm-hmm. Like, you wipe it off.
I'm not confused. I mean, I think he's a very considerate man.
True.
Yeah.
But I think...
He's just overthinking
it. And I think a lot of women like it. Not in the face. I don't know women that love it in the face.
Just do it and see what happens.
Do it in the face. Be like, oops, sorry, baby. Like, you know,
not the face.
No, I'm kidding. I would use condoms and then just ejaculate. I mean, that was the safe thing.
Yeah. I don't think he's down for that.
But I think you're overthinking this. Yeah. And I think you should... Maybe, you know what you should do? Say, you know what, babe? I've been trying a lot here with all these crazy, like, semen contraptions and trying to figure out ways to catch the semen. Maybe he's trying to make it into some kind of, like, what is it? What's it called? Electricity that you, off the roof, like, you
solar.
Solar. Thank you. Like, solar semen. Like, it sounds like he's coming up with all these different contraptions, but I feel like just talk to her about it. Show her, like, babe, I don't care. Put out a beach towel. Like, whatever. I think you're fine. Another email?
Yes.
Hi, Emily. So I recently got dumped by a girl I really thought I'd spend the rest of my life with.
Oh, no.
I know. So sad. Never happens. I have a ton going on in my life, finishing a master's program and some family drama, but it's as if she stopped caring and literally walked away. We had planned to move in together, discussed our future together, but it all fell through really quickly. The pressure to move forward in our relationship definitely came from her family more than anything. Anyways, my question is it weird that I'm pretty much begging her for answers besides that she just does not want to be with me anymore? Like, I need to know her thought process. How do you go from so hot to so cold so fast? I'm starting to feel ridiculous and desperate, but her ability to shut it off is shocking and scary. I look forward to hearing from you. Your podcast is the best distraction I have now. Thanks, Tommy.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, Tommy, I'm so sorry you're hearing. I mean, it is pretty intense when someone is like so into it and they just vanish, right? They abandon the disappearing boyfriend. There's all this stuff, right? And I get that he wants answers, but my take on this is like, there is something like called closure, all that, but he's got to move on. I really feel that you're not going to get answers from her now, and that the most important thing you can do is to kind of extricate yourself from every situation you have with her. So, like, block her, move on. I know that's easier said than done. What do you guys think? I have more to say, but since I have so many smart people here.
I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the easiest. I know you said earlier it wasn't. You have to, you know, hook up with a new person.
Or get under to get over.
Yeah, but I think that's... I don't know, that always helps you move on, but you definitely don't want to rush into somebody that you're really not into.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, what we've actually talked about this before, the morning show that I'm on. What is the correct period of time of mourning? Like, when you're with somebody, let's say you're with them for a year. Like, how much time are you allowed to be upset?
Half the time, amount of time you're
with
them.
They say it's half the time you're with them.
6 months. That's for
6 months.
Yeah. Well, women are, you know, we work ourselves through it.
They do. Yeah. But men, I mean, yeah.
Men, what is it? 6 hours?
Yeah.
6 hours.
Exactly.
It depends on how in you were.
Right.
How
into it you are.
Yeah. How into it you are.
Exactly. No, I think it's typically it can be anything. I mean, yeah. So have I. No, it can be. There's so many, you know.
But to that guy, what I would say is there's going to be no answer that's going to satisfy you. What you want to hear is, I made a mistake, or not even that, or like, this happened for this specific reason. People do all sorts of things that they can't explain or they don't want to explain. And so begging her for an answer is just counterproductive and probably, you know, making it that much harder for you to ever get an answer. One day you may, one day you never, you may not.
Right. So the most important thing to do, I think, is just to, like I said, remove yourself from the situation. Don't try to find the answers. And eventually you're going to see very soon, probably you'll have some clarity and you probably will figure out the answers on your own. And the most important thing to do at the end of every relationship is kind of look at your partner. There probably were some signs that, you know, you think it was just one day she upped and left. There are probably some other things going on that you didn't see. And there might've been things in the relationship that you did as well. Not, I'm saying, prompted her to leave, but that you might want to change. So I just think when you break up with someone, it's a great time for reflection. It's a great time to learn and step back and think, well, what did I learn from this? What did I like about it? What do I want in my next relationship? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it could be your family. We don't know, but I don't think it matters. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just time to block or delete her and move on because he wants the answers. And we often, this closure thing often, like you said, you kind of said this, Anna, I think we want, yeah, we want really to see them again. We want to stay connected. We're like, I need closure. But
and really oftentimes there is no explanation and you just have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
Right. Be okay with it.
That
okay.
sucks though. But there's no explanation.
It does suck because you're like, well, what do you, because it's almost like, or you know what else I hear a lot, and I do hear this from friends, like I just, or guys say it too, but like I hear girlfriends because we talk about things ad nauseum. I just want him to know, like, does he know how much he hurt me? Like, I want him just to recognize what he did. It's like, he's never gonna, have you ever had friends like this?
Not
like,
really.
And like, I just want him to know that, like, he, you know, like, he's never gonna be like, God, you're right. Or, you know, or the girl is like, I'm gonna look really hot so he sees me again. Like,
I see that more and more like, but I don't work want ever? Him to know how much he hurt me.
That's another annoying thing. Like, when you can totally tell when somebody broke up where instantly they're on social media talking about how they're going out and doing all these things.
But it's how like, about the Facebook?
I just want to barf.
I know two people who have like, you know, I knew that there were friends who, I knew their relationships broke up because they posted something bitter on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And both of them got back together with the guy. And I'm like, all of it, posting on social media when you're breaking up.
Uh-huh. And it's just to get people to chime in and all that kind of stuff.
Do they post it's like terrible. I'm done with the douchebag kind of
place? Yeah. And then, but they do like a lot of times they get back together because people are it's so in the moment. They want just write something and vent and they do. And I've like seen so many sob stories where it's just paragraphs and paragraphs on like how this person is like the worst person ever. And then 2 weeks later, they're back together.
People always, I know.
All the time. It's terrible.
It is terrible.
It's annoying.
Okay, you guys, we got another email. All right. One more. Dear Emily, I've been dating my boyfriend for 2.5 years. I'm 44. He's 42. I'm a divorcee with 3 pretty cool kids, a stressful ER nursing career, and for the most part, pretty good self-esteem and confidence. He has never been married, no kids, has major mommy issues, is very aware of most of his issues, and has over the years seen a therapist. My problem is he's a selfish lover. He's used to everything being about him. He told me early on that the only thing that turns him on is anything to do with the head of his penis. Mm-hmm. It's all about getting it in me or manually or orally making me it's all about her touching it manually or orally or whatever. And I get very little, if any, touch or stimulation. Honestly, he has a hard time even finding my clit and once blamed it on me saying mine was weird when weirdly enough, no other man had any problems finding it and stimulating me in the past.
Yeah.
I've talked to him several times about our intimacy issues, after which he makes an effort once, maybe twice, and, you know, some little clit action and then back to the norm. I'm an attractive, sexy woman. I even get looks and stares, even at my age.
Jesus.
I love having sex, getting my man turned on, and I'm open about sex. He's not so open, has difficulties talking about it. What should I do? Desperately seeking orgasms, Tony. P.S. I downloaded your Kegel Camp app today. Woo! Yay, go Kegels.
Emily would be so out on this relationship.
I would be like, you can't find my clit. Like, you can't. I wouldn't even. It'd be out. Because I have a hard time with guys who don't. go down on me. Now, who don't please me? Who don't have a clitoris? But what do you think, Anna? What do you think?
I mean, I think that it's definitely indicative of a bigger problem, you know, selfishness or intimacy issues or something like that. And if you've talked to him.
I know, you've had the conversation.
And it's not getting better. It's either surrender to this is the situation mm-hmm. or move on.
I'm not sure. When I read this, I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I was like, he does sound selfish, emotionally immature. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't handle this guy. You know, no matter how confusing female pleasure is to you, like, don't blame the woman that it's her clitoris. Like, that's just so juvenile. He does seem very young and selfish. But I also wanted to, like, give him the benefit of the doubt because I thought, well, I hear couples all the time saying, I talked to him about it and nothing happened. And like, if you're dating someone for 2.5 years and you brought it up 3 times, that is not talking about it. Saying, like, I need you to touch my clitoris more, give me more oral sex, that's not talking about it. That's a demand. He truly might have gotten by in life on his good looks and charm, and he might have never really figured out the vagina, the Rubik's Cube of life. Mm-hmm. The best thing Menace has ever said. That's his line.
That's a good line.
So
it is.
You know, he might get defensive because he doesn't really know what you're asking for. Like, maybe he really doesn't. So I'm saying try some mutual masturbation. You know, you could even say, babe, I've asked you this, but yeah, I think, like, my pleasure is important. Like, let's take sex off the table for a week or a month. Let's not have a week. Let's start with that. No intercourse, just touching each other. Mutual masturbation. You know, take it slow. Like, tell him specifically. Be like, you know, babe, this is really important. And, like, show him. Because just by saying it, like, at dinner, like, touch my clit more, right. Pass the salt.
Right.
Might not sink in. So I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But if, again, put this on your calendar, if you really try this and you're like, okay, I'm going to try something different. Because it sounds like you love him, been together 2.5 years. If it doesn't change 3 months from today, and you talk to him in a real way, differently, like you showed him, you said it was important, you verbalized it, and then doesn't change.
I think that's good.
I'm surprised you didn't add some toys into you.
I know. I was waiting for that too.
Yeah.
Well, oh God, you know, because you're right. I mean, seriously, babe, get a Wee Vibe Touch or something, or get like a little clit toy. So you need your clit stimulated. I just bring a toy with me everywhere I go. That's another solution. But I think, like, and a good point, might be underlying issues. Like, I'm wondering if he's just selfish in the bedroom or other places. But yeah, babe, if he doesn't get along, if everything else is perfect with this guy, I don't like Connor, babe.
I like it.
If everything else is perfect with this guy, but you don't get enough clitoral stimulation, I could tell you about 52 other things that would give you, like, probably even better womanizer.
Right.
The clit whisperer. I mean, go to my website, sexwithemily.com. Oh, we have a new store that just launched. Every toy I talk about, you could buy on my website. But I'm just saying, yeah, that's plan B.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, I think you're right. Have a different kind of conversation about it. If it's about the actual clitoral stimulation, yes, a toy is great. If it's about the relationship with the guy and his selfishness, the vibe may not do anything.
Right, exactly. I won't do anything. Yep. Okay, I think that's what we have time for. Anything else, Menace? You can... Anna, did I not... What did I tell you about Menace the other day?
What'd I do?
I was bragging about how he went.
Great he is.
Yeah. But I was like, oh my God, he had this event and like 700 people came just to see Menace.
Yes, I know.
It was crazy.
Like, and literally. Like,
so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
And we had another event
another
in Long
one.
Beach. Yeah, and like over 1,000 plus showed up.
Like,
it was crazy. Like, but forget about all the people coming to see me. It was all to raise money for lymphoma research, which was awesome.
Right. That's important.
And then the event before that, it was for Hope for Paws, two great organizations.
Of course you're doing it for a good cause because you're a good man. But Menace is like, people are coming out on a Saturday. They can do other things.
Yeah.
They can play Xbox.
Yeah.
They could be doing go to the beach, whatever.
It's all about the morning show that I've been doing called The Woody Show.
The Woody Show. It's a raging morning show.
Yeah, it's been great.
Raging.
What channel is it on?
It's on Alt 98.7. But it's also a podcast. You can download it every day.
I'm just really proud of him. He's all grown up.
Thank you. But yeah, LA's really embraced the show. We used to do it in San Francisco, and now we're here.
Yeah.
It's great.
So it's great. So good for that. Find Menace, @Menace, across the board.
Menace.
Anna, what is it? Wait, what else? @Menace, you have like 18 Instagrams.
Yeah, we'll just keep it right there.
Okay. What about you, Anna? All your new puck, congratulations.
Thank
you've got
you.
Issues
Thank
with
you.
Anna
you've
David.
Got
it.
Issues
Subscribe.
With Anna David. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud and Stitcher. And you can go to the Issues with Anna website. You can sign up for the newsletter, issueswithannanewsletter.com. And you can contact me about coaching or anything else, Anna at issueswithanna.com.
She's a great coach too. I'm telling you, she helps me. Thank you, Anna, for being on the show. I appreciate it. Thank you to Menace. Thank you, Madison, Lori, Jamie, my amazing team. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Oh, I already said where to follow me. Okay. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, guys. Are you looking for a way to mix up your masturbation routine? Well, let me tell you about the number one sex toy for men, and really, the only one you want. The Fleshlight. It's a masturbation sleeve that you use solo or with a partner that simulates the sensations of real sex and was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. There's a Fleshlight for every man's needs. And now, there's a new addition to the Fleshlight family, the Quick Shot. It's an open-ended male masturbator, has the patented super skin material, but the Quick Shot is smaller, easier to handle, and requires way less cleanup. It can be used solo or with a partner to take handjobs and blowjobs to the next level. I think that for every woman who has a sex toy, every man should have one of these. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, and use code EMILY to get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Check it out. You'll thank me.